Therefore, he had become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate their sins of the people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, we just completed a year of mercy, right? That was the year that Pope Francis called, and it ended on the, wasn't it, at the very, very end of the year? So it was at the end of the liturgical year that that year of mercy came to its conclusion. But it follows on the life of Pope Francis, why that year of mercy would have come about in the first place. Because one of the first things that Pope Francis spoke about, especially to guys like me, to priests, we who come and are supposed to be called to be pastors, pastors of souls, what he mentioned to us many, many times is he said, look, from the very beginning of his pontificate, you must have the smell of the sheep if you're going to be a good shepherd. Meaning you can't go off in your tower, can't stay in your rectory, can't stay separated from the people to be who God has actually called you to be as priests. You got to begin to smell like your people, smell like your sheep, come and enter into their lives, into their messiness. You know why he said that? Because of the gospel that we have today. From this first reading, which we have here in Hebrews chapter 2, it says, therefore, he, Jesus, became like his brothers and sisters in every way. Meaning he entered into our flesh, became incarnate, which we just celebrated in this great feast of the incarnation, the nativity of Jesus Christ, Christmas. But it goes on to say why he became incarnate. He became incarnate that he might be merciful. Our world needs mercy. Vaughn needs mercy. Each one of us here needs mercy and to be merciful. And how do we become merciful? We become merciful by entering into the lives of those who are around us. Not by saying, well, I have my right. I need this to be accomplished. I have things that are due to me. But it's by entering into the difficulties that the other person is experiencing. To take that moment to step back and say, what is it that this person has a hurt in their life, a difficulty, which they're struggling with? That's causing them to act in this way that is encroaching upon something that is beginning to hurt me. That's what it means to be merciful. To step outside of ourselves, to see that there is something in the other person that needs healing, and to say, well, maybe from their perspective, that's why they're going at it in this way. So instead of slapping them down, instead of tearing their heads off or treating them maybe as they deserve, I'm going to show them mercy. I'm going to give them more than the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to try to be loved to them. I'm going to try to be a Christian. That's how Jesus acted. He came and entered into our messiness so that he could rightly show us mercy. As we receive the Eucharist today, when our Lord is lifted aloft, look at him and say, Lord, you are mercy. Be mercy to me. Lord, you are mercy. Help me to be merciful too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.